USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The former Senate staffer accusing Joe Biden of sexually assaulting her 27 years ago is saying she's not getting the same fair treatment as he calls for women in other cases.
And his campaign is taking this position that they want all women to be able to speak safely. I have not experienced that.
In the interview on the Megyn Kelly show, Reed said she's faced hostility on social media and even death threats since coming forward with her allegation. Kelly asked Reed whether or not she thinks Joe Biden should step out of the race.
You and I were there, Joe Biden. Please step forward and be held accountable. You should not be running on character for the President of the United States.
When Biden was asked about her comments, he responded by saying once again, well, look, nothing ever happened with Reed. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I've had a lot of really great days back to back, which has been a huge blessing. Even my doctor told me, because they asked me to bring everything in that I take on a daily basis. He was very encouraged by seeing what I was taking, and he said he didn't care how many I had, and he said it's food. And the form that it's in was something that he was very, because he's an avid learner, and he's always researching, and he's always excited to see new things. And he told me, this will be good. This will help you immensely with the nutrition that you need.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
A white father and son are under arrest for the shooting of an unarmed black man in Georgia, and Chris Barnes has the details.
Gregory McMichael and his adult son Travis McMichael facing murder and aggravated assault charges for the shooting death of Ahmed Arbery back in February. Video of the incident showing Arbery jogging in a neighborhood near Brunswick when he's confronted by the men and is then apparently shot by the younger McMichael. A Friday run held by those calling for justice for Arbery. The run goes 2.23 miles to mark the date of Arbery's death. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
California's nonpartisan legislative analysts are saying that the state can expect budget deficits through at least 2024. Analyst Gabriel Patek released an analysis showing the deficits could total up to $126 billion. And that the deficit for the upcoming budget year could be anywhere between $31 and $54 billion. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Louisiana's governor says the state will now have 250 workers in place by the end of next week to contact people infected with the new coronavirus and track down people they've been in close contact with. This contact tracing is a key factor in whether the state will be able to start easing restrictions and closures of business. Democratic Governor John Bel Edwards is under increasing pressure from Republican officials to restart Louisiana's economy. Increased testing is the biggest factor, and Edwards says the state plans to complete a total of 200,000 tests by the end of the month of May. It's been nearly 2 months since live music has been shut down around the country. For large concert companies, the revenue slippage has been a major burden. For independent venues, which have no corporate parent to fall back on, it's an existential crisis. According to Dana Frank, the board president of the newly formed National Independent Venue Association. NIVA is a new coalition of independent venues across the U.S. that includes California's Troubadour and New York's Hammerstein Ballroom, despite never having worked together before. The members are banding together to seek federal support, such as tax relief and business recovery grants. The organization told Rolling Stone that 90% of its 1,300 member venues report that they do not have cash on hand to last 6 more months without federal intervention, and 55% say they do not have enough to last more than 3 months. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.